Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Q4 FY24 results conference call of Saregama India Limited, hosted by Emkay Global Financial Services. As a reminder, all participants' lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Pulkit Chawla from Emkay Global Financial Services. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Manuja. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Q4 FY24 earnings call for Saregama. From the management, we have with us today Mr. Vikram Mehra, Managing Director, Mr. Pankaj Chaturvedi, CFO, Mr. Saket Shah, Group Head Investor Relations and ESG Reporting, and Mr. Pankaj Kedia, Vice President Investor Relations. Without any further delay, I shall now hand over the call to the management for their opening remarks. Over to you, Vikram.
Thanks, Pulkit. A very good afternoon to everybody. This quarter, this Q4, saw our operating revenue of 263 crore and a PBT of 76 crore. This is a year-on-year growth of 29% in revenue and 30% in PBT. So overall, a good quarter that we are happy about. I always start my call by reiterating a rather simplistic business strategy we follow at Saregama. Why do we exist? What is our day-to-day work? Our only agenda is to monetize what we own today and what we had procured yesterday in terms of IP. So monetize our today's and yesterday's IP better and better, and the money we make from it, create IP for tomorrow. So that not only today's profitability is secured, but the profitability of the company and the relevance of the company is secured for next 15, 20, 30, 40 years. This IP creation is across audio and video, includes music as well as film series and digital content. We monetize our IP primarily through IP licensing deals done with the third-party platforms. This also includes monetization of artists who are creating this IP. So earlier days, the only thing we used to do was to make music or movies. Now we are saying artists who are involved in making music and movies start monetizing those artists also through brand endorsements and live events. Overall, it's all in the space of entertainment IP only. Let me start with the first vertical, music. This includes both licensing as well as artist management. While OTT revenue this year and this quarter was adversely affected by the platforms movement, three of the platforms movement, to subscription business, which meant that the minimum guarantees we were getting from them on the free side went away. This degrowth was more than balanced by the revenue growth we people have seen in YouTube, courtesy and newer content, and the artist management vertical. In the spirit of more transparency, because it's a newer area, artist management, we have now started reporting artist management verticals separately from this quarter so that you can get much more granularity on that part of the music business. This quarter saw the music release of Diljit Dosanjh's Chamkila, an album which has done extremely well for us. Not only the album has done well, but also gave fresh support and boost to the old Chamkila songs that were recorded in the 80s and 90s. Ajay Devgn's Maidaan music got released. Article 370 music was released. Shankar and Ram Charan's Game Changers first song got released. Mohanlal's Malai Koti Waliban in Malayalam got released. We also saw the first song of Saregama's first talent, Mahi, which got released in this quarter. The song called Sorry has become a massive hit in the 14 to 22 age group of girls. In Bhojpuri, we released superstar Pawan Singh's song called Ara Balia Chhapra, which trended for many, many weeks. And as always, Gujarati, Bengali, our songs have done very, very well. Our lineup for next 12 months is all in place, wherein we have some of the biggest film music of the year. This includes three Dharma production films, including one with Alia called Jigra. There are four Jio Studio films, including Stree 2 and Akshay Kumar's Sky Force. We have Surya's Tamil fantasy film Kanguva, Mammootty's Malayalam film Bazooka, Kannada superstar Sudeep Kiccha's film, and Gippy's Punjabi film Shinde Shinde. The latest one I'm happy to add, which we closed the deal just a fortnight ago, is this very widely anticipated movie called Kalki 2898 AD, which is a Prabhas, Deepika, Amitabh, Kamala Hassan starrer, a Telugu film primarily, but a multilingual film. We have procured the music of that too. This quarter, the charge-off on account of the new content has gone up to 37% year-on-year, something we are proud about. I'm very happy to share that for the first time, our annual investment in new music content across Hindi, Telugu, Tamil, Malayalam, Kannada, Bhojpuri, Gujarati, Punjabi, Marathi, and Bengali language touched close to 200 crore this year. This is almost 80% jump over the money we spent on new music content in financial year 23. So we mean when we say that we are investing for tomorrow. We are investing very heavy in newer content. We are using technology, data analytics, predictive modeling extensively to choose what content we people buy, and it's bearing fruits. Something I've been sharing, and let me share it for one more time. We're in a transitional state currently where our new content expenses are going to go up in a steep fashion, resulting in incremental revenue just about managing the content charge off. Over the period of next 18 to 24 months, this will stabilize. After that, the content investment will go up only linearly, while the additional revenue that gets generated from the content we have procured over these last 36 months will go up steeply, which means end result, the bottom line will grow much faster after another 18 to 24 months. With all this new content investment that we people are doing, we maintain our payback period of 5 years. This is our internal benchmark and guidance we people work with, and happy to share we are doing better than that. And remember, after the 5 years are over, we have another anything between 55 to 75 years left in front of us to keep on making money from that music. Though it's tempting to focus only on newer music, we understand our bread and butter also comes from our catalog music. There's a separate dedicated team whose only job is to maximize revenues from the older music that we people own, whether by creating versions of those songs or finding opportunities to promote those songs on short formats like Instagram, YouTube Shorts, or TikTok outside India. Based on our last many years' track record, we are pretty confident that our catalog part of our music will continue growing at a minimum of 12% per annum. And as over the next maybe 18 to 24 months, as OTT platforms start turning pay all throughout, that means the entire industry turns pay, the catalog music after that may start growing up anything between 16 to 18%. Let me jump to the newer vertical under music called artist management, wherein artists are made popular through our music IP release. And then we monetize these artists by booking them for live events, weddings, and brand endorsements. And whatever money the artist makes from these, we get a share of that. We currently have 123 artists under Pocket Aces Clout and 9 under Sarigama Talent. As the investment in new content goes up, these artists are going to become bigger and bigger. We're finding various opportunities to plug in these artists, even in the film music that we people are procuring. As we all know, the fastest vertical of advertising that's growing in the country is digital advertising. And in this world of digital, this influencer and talent start holding huge power and becomes a big beneficiary. Thankfully, our vertical of clout under Pocket Aces is a clear market leader, is the market leader, is perceived as a market leader in this entire influencer business. Not only this quarter saw the release of our first talent, Mahi's song, let me share another thing that I'm very proud of. We, technically speaking, on 1st April actually, released a song called Useless Bhavra. This song is around one talent, which is from Sarigama Talent. The girl comes from Sarigama Talent, while the boy we are using right now is one of the influencers from Pocket Aces Club called Arjun Deswal. Now, this is a good enough example where Useless Bhavra is going to make money in its own right because the song is doing well. While both the talents are becoming very, very popular, and as they become more popular, we will book them We have locked those talent. We will book them for weddings and live events and end up getting a share of whatever money these people make. Net-net, with our stated goal of acquiring 25 to 30% of all new music which is going to be released in India over the next few years, the music vertical, which is licensing and artist management, we are very confident that that should be able to double its revenue. That means around cross 1,000 crore numbers in next 3 to 3.5 years. This vertical is today close to 540 crore. And we are confident it should cross 1,000 crore in next 3 to 3.5 years. And all the new content we are talking about that we will need to cross the 1,000 crore number, we will be able to fund through our internal accruals and the QIP money. Let me now shift to the video vertical, wherein way people make films under the brand name Hugely, primarily regional content. Digital series we make under the brand name Dice, which is part of Pocket Aces. And we have a lot of D2C channels of ours on Instagram and YouTube called Filter Copy Nutshell. The explosion in the smartphone ownership and the cheap, relatively cheaper data are the biggest drivers of this vertical. We believe advertising revenue, as I stated earlier, will keep on shifting from the conventional worlds of television, radio, print to the digital form. And anybody who controls eyeballs on digital part is going to make money handsomely. We are still in the earlier stages of building this vertical. As we people go forward over the next 4 to 5 years, we are looking this vertical to grow at a CAGR of 25%. Quarter 4 saw releases of 4 of our films, while 2 of our films, which is Malayalam Anvishippin and Punjabi Warning 2, did very, very well, and we people are in profits. Our biggest film called Malai Koti Wali Baan, which was a Malayalam film with Mohanlal, did not perform that well on the box office. But thankfully, the adverse impact of the same was controlled because of an internal policy that minimum 70% cost of this film has to be recovered through satellite and digital licensing even before the theatrical release. We have always maintained the stand that we are bullish on video, but we are very, very strict about our financial policies, which allowed us to handle this less than expected box office performance of Malai Koti Wali Baan. We had 3 more movies that were planned during the quarter, primarily Punjabi. We had to go out there and postpone the launch of these movies because that's a time where the farmer agitation was going on in Punjab, and we thought that's a very, very poor timing. And after that, IPL and the political rallies had started. One of those movies has already got released now in this quarter called Shinde Shinde No Papa, and is currently running out there in theaters. And if you guys read around, you'll realize it's a big hit on the theater side. The second movie, which is planned of quarter 4, is now going to get released in the month of June of this quarter 1. Quarter 4 also saw the release of our digital series Crushed Season 4 on Amazon Mini TV. Happy to share that Filter Copy, the biggest youth Instagram channel that we people own, actually touched 1.2 billion views in financial year 24. All this is great news because the advertising base is becoming bigger and bigger. We maintain a stand that video is an integral part of Saregama's IP building strategy. Tomorrow's customer will switch between audio and video in a seamless fashion, and we need strong libraries across both audio and video to give us negotiation powers with the platforms of tomorrow. It also helps that being present in video gives us an edge in the music business. Early days, but I'm happy to share that the ROI that we are managing from the music which comes from our own movies is far higher than the ROI we manage from the music we are procuring from third-party film producers. It's obvious because third-party film producers keep their own massive margins on top of it, while when we make the music, we are getting literally on a cost basis. But on the ROI base, in the end, as a strategy, it's working for us. And it's for the same reason that every major competitor of ours has got a full-fledged films or video business vertical within their companies. It will be our endeavor constantly to explore various ways of growing the video business in an aggressive fashion, but with strictest financial discipline being in place. We have been talking about the video business now for 7 years. You people have seen there is no year in which you are going to see us going crazy on our numbers. We are happy to grow in a steady fashion and with utmost financial discipline. On live event side, we went back to the drawing board and re-looked at the entire strategy this year. You are going to be seeing a completely different approach being taken in the year to come, which is financial year 25. We have a few shows of Diljit Dosanjh planned during the year. Also, our disco dancer has now got an exhibit in Australia this year. We are also planning shows with some of the pocket aces talent. In fact, one of them called Viraj, with him we have done many shows already in Mumbai, and all of them have actually went houseful. As stated earlier to all of you, we need one more year to prove the live events model, failing which we are committed to taking tough decisions on this vertical. Last quarter, I spoke to you guys about a music learning app that will teach music fans how to sing or play instruments using artificial intelligence. It also helps promotions of the newer songs that we are releasing. We did the soft launch of that in April, and we'll continue refining this app over the next 2 to 3 months before we start pushing it. We have rolled out a new retail strategy for Carvaan, wherein we will be retailing it only from e-commerce and modern trade stores. Over these next few months, we will completely get out of individual shops, which has implications on the entire manpower structure also we have within the company. The net result of that this year was a flattish revenue on Carvaan with a break-even. As we people get into financial year 25, the revenues of Carvaan are going to see a decline, but we should be able to touch a mid-level, single-digit mid-level profitability on Carvaan during the year. If you look at financial year 25, then the good news is that the adverse impact of the three audio OTT platforms that turned pay has more or less got factored in financial year 24 itself. And the remaining part of that will fully get factored in the first quarter of financial year 25. So from Q2 onwards, we will have everything will be part of the base, and we will be back to the old growth rates that we people have saw in OTT any of back. On YouTube, quarter one may see some pressure due to April May were completely dominated either by advertising happening on IPL or a lot of political advertising going in, wherein because of which the other brands took a back seat. So there was some impact, but we have reasons to believe that starting June, the YouTube revenues are going to be on track. And with GDP growth looking as positive as it is, YouTube will also maintain a growth trajectory for the entire year. A new music release calendar is very, very strong, and that gives us the confidence that we will manage our numbers. We also expect artist management vertical to go stronger from what it is today. Overall, at the company level, we expect revenue, company level revenue excluding Carvaan, to grow upwards of 30% in the financial year 25. I'm repeating my statement. Overall, at the company level, excluding Carvaan, we expect our revenues to grow at upwards of 30% during financial year 25. Over the next 3 years, we will be investing over 1,000 crore in new music content. This will contribute not only to the immediate growth, but also put the company on a long-term growth path. Overall, at the consolidated company level, we expect revenue excluding Carvaan to grow at a CAGR of 25 to 26%, and PBT to double over the next 3 to 4 years. Both music and video verticals are going to contribute to that. We maintain our annual adjusted EBITDA guidance of 32 to 33%. If we look at the global data, OTT audio and video streaming grew by 34% in financial year 23, with India showing the highest volume growth in terms of streams. And this is when less than 200 million people today are streaming in India on OTT, and anything between 350 to 400 people are on YouTube. There still are huge headroom left for growth. Now the next step is to monetize this consumption. It is happening on YouTube. is bound to happen on the audio OTT platforms also. It has happened in every part of the world. It will happen here also. The price at which it will happen may be different from the price at which happening in US, but it's going to happen. With the price increases that some of the streaming platforms have started taking globally, and remember, we also have a play on each of these platforms. We are available on a Spotify or Apple or Amazon or a Deezer at a global level. We see a lot of benefit coming in as we go forward. With our 238 internet footprint, cash reserves, professional managerial depth, and investments in technology, Saregama will be able to guarantee earnings not just for the next 2 to 3 years, but also for next 20 to 30 years. Thank you, and be happy to take questions.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Swapnil from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Hi, Vikram. Thanks for the opportunity and congratulations on a good set of numbers. So my first question is on the music licensing revenue side. You did mention that there was a significant improvement in YouTube side of revenues. I just wanted to get a sense if there was any impact of any overflows happening during the quarter that may have benefited as well. And if yes, would it be possible for you to quantify a few numbers?
No, actually, overall the numbers are on a steady basis. There's no one-off that has happened during the year.
Okay. And the second question is with respect to your 1Q guidance that you mentioned, like YouTube revenues can be depressed because of few one-offs which are there. Is it possible that that can get set off with some incremental revenues from one of the large music OTT platforms which was not available for a few quarters earlier? And so those revenues coming back starting, given that I can see the names.
So then I am putting a negative projection on Q1. In the spirit of transparency, I just mentioned that YouTube April May has been under some amount of pressure. I'm actually reasonably confident YouTube on its own June recovery should be very, very smart. There may be a lot more advertising that will start in the moment the results get declared. And IPL also gets over, results get declared. So the quarter should start looking better. Anyway, as I always maintain, and I've been doing it for, I think, over 7 years, please look at us on a 12-month basis. Please don't look at us on a quarter basis. And on a 12-month basis, we are giving the guidance that Saregama's consolidated revenue, excluding Karma, is going to grow upwards of 30%.
Understood. Well understood. Welcome. And just a last question on your cost side. If I were to look at from a Q1Q basis, some of your costs like A&P spends and other expenses, they have increased meaningfully. Any particular reason that you would like to call out why were this cost on a slightly higher side?
So you think why had advertising increased?
Yes.
No, so if you buy new more content, I've told you right now we have invested more than close to 200 crore on newer content. That includes marketing money also.
And you can release
like the overall. So every time a new song comes out right now, it needs more marketing. So content investment is not just money that we are giving to the film producer, but also the marketing money that are going on it.
So will it be fair to say that your run rate of at A&P was around 17 to 18 crores per quarter for a long period of time? Now it is 27 crores. So will it be fair to say that that is a new run rate that one should work with?
You need to look at that 1,000 crore investment over the next 3 years. This includes some money that we will be paying to the film producer or the production budget, plus marketing money that will go to back to promote these songs.
Okay. And just the last one on that other expenses, because other expenses, if I recall correctly, then there used to be a meaningful impact because of Carvaan. And Carvaan, I think, has not done well this particular quarter. So any particular reason still there is a decent delta? Yon Q?
I'm asking Pankaj.
So, Swapnil, on the other expenses, we had mentioned earlier also, we had one contingent liability which is now settled and... that was the charge was taken in Q1. So on an overall year-on-year basis, you will see some increase in other expenses. Otherwise, no major one-offs over there.
Okay. Got it, Pankaj.
This is something that we have shared with all of you guys right now in the Q1 of financial year 24.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah, sure. Cool. Thanks a lot, guys, and all the best for upcoming.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Ankush Agarwal from Surge Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Thank you for taking my question. So Vikram, broadly I wanted to understand a bit about this artist management side of things. So if like you have qualified what kind of revenue streams we are looking at over there, but qualitatively how big of that business is currently in the overall music licensing side? Is it like less than 10%? If you can guide a bit on that. And 3 years down the line, when you're saying that music licensing plus artist management would be double, at that time, would it become a larger proportion than what it is currently, or do you expect the steady state would stay range bound?
No, so what you see in this quarter is not steady state, is going to become bigger than that. Is it going to take over the licensing part of the business? No, it's not. At the end of the day, artist management is a byproduct of the business of music licensing. Since we are, and let me reiterate our philosophy, if we are releasing 6 songs in a particular language, we start wondering that why are we making the artist big and not getting a benefit out of it? Because if the song becomes a hit, it's not just the company that owns the song that makes more money, but the artist also becomes that much more popular. So hence this part that if we can take a position on that artist, there's no additional investment I'm making on that artist. I was anyway doing the song with him. Only thing we're now making is preconditional to the artist that if you want to do a song with us, you will have to go and get into a long-term agreement with us. And then see if we can make money from this person on the live basis, wedding and brand management.
Right, got it. But directionally, would it be like say 20%, 10% overall pie, something like that?
Let's give it an year.
Okay.
Again, as I repeat to you right now, the good part about this is a byproduct. It does not take any major investments from our side.
Right.
It's only manpower which is sitting in there to manage these artists, and that's it.
Yeah, the reason I was asking was this was that we know that music licenses is the most profitable part of the business, right? And here, say, events and everything that you'll do with the artist, that might not generate the similar kind of long-term revenue or, say, the profitability that would be there. So just trying to understand that.
Okay. And then overall company, which is my guidance here, please let's stick to that, which is 32-33% on adjusted EBITDA basis. The only thing which is left after adjusted EBITDA is the charge off we are taking on new music. There's nothing else left. So everything else is before that. That will give you an idea. So if I'm saying 30% growth on the overall basis, that doesn't mean we are reducing our guidance on adjusted EBITDA. So we can't afford to have a situation where an artist management vertical grows a significant fashion but generates no margin for us. Because then I can't hold on to 32-33% adjusted EBITDA guidance.
Right. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Lokesh Manik from Valium Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi. Good afternoon, Vikram and team. Am I audible?
Yes, please.
Yeah. Vikram, my first question was more of clarification. So going by the content charge for the year and your accounting policy that you have explained over the years, just a back of envelope calculation suggests a deal value, new music deal value coming close to somewhere around 150 crores. Would that be right, or you would still stick at, or should we take 200 crores as mentioned by you for this year?
Stated 200 crores. So a lot depends on which quarter what has got released.
So okay.
Keep that in mind, because it's even the first year charge-off happens right now uniformly over the full year.
Marketing happens instantly.
Marketing happens instantly.
Phasing will change accordingly.
Right? So phasing has a very, very important role here. But that's why we decided that we will share with this time that how much have we actually invested during the year.
So 200 crores, so that was, so I should take 200 crores because I was under the impression there must be some 50 crore non-music edition content on some other vertical from some other vertical. But that's not the case, right?
So not the case. I share 200 crore, please, for everybody. I'm stating this. Just 100 crore is music content that we people are invested across multiple languages.
Understood. Because my second question was on Pocket Aces. So this vertical, you are expecting a 25% CAGR going forward. This would be after taking in benefit of synergies of Saregama, or, you know, prior to the acquisition, they were independently growing at this rate.
So they, the synergies of Saregama are going to be there. I think the bigger driver synergies of Saregama is the cost management. Pocket Aces, when we people acquired, was a loss-making unit, marginal losses only. As we people go forward, we have promised you that this year, financially at 25, we will ensure that it turns break-even or a very small profit at Pocket Aces level. And that's primarily getting driven right now out of the synergies with Saregama. Lot of cost structures that those guys were having right now, we are removing them because they can just ride on our infrastructure expenses.
Okay, so the synergies are on the cost side, not on the top line. Top line, they were growing any which way, 20-25%.
Yes.
That's it from my side. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Pulkit Chawla from MK Global Financial Service. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi Vikram. Congratulations on a good set of numbers. So Vikram, you'll be obviously highlighting that you'll be able to ramp up the content acquisition as such. Now, so would you be looking to ramp up the number of songs, or are you looking to, let's say, ramp up more expensive songs as such? Or would you probably get into more digital music where in the past you've highlighted that ROIs have been better?
Okay, I might as well go out there and give this information in my competitor's office. It's too much of a granular data. I'll give you one of the holistic answers. Yes, we will do a little bit of everything. When you buy music, you obviously take some punts on more expensive premium content coming from artists who are very well established, and you also at the same time we keep on investing in the newer artists because the risk reward patterns are very, very different in both these situations. You are investing in the premium guys, the risk is relatively lower because they already have a large fan club going on out there with them. But they come expensive, so the return profile also is that way. When you're working with the absolutely fresh artists, the risks are massive, but if any of them clicks right now, the returns can also be massive. So obviously it's a balance of the two. It's balance of film music and non-film music. It's a balance of Hindi, Tamil, Telugu, Malayalam on one side, and Gujarati, Bhojpuri, Haryanvi, Uriya, Chhattisgarhi kind of languages on the other side.
Right, fair enough. And my second question is, you know, how does the performance of music typically vary compared, if you're comparing, let's say, a theatrical release compared to a direct OTT release? You know, where I'm coming from is just trying to understand if, let's say, Chamkila was a theatrical release, how would have music done differently as compared to when it's today released directly on Netflix?
Let me put it this way. Any film which is going to, direct to digital, the cost at which we acquire the music is also dramatically lower. In fact, in most of our contracts, we have this stipulation that a movie, if it in the end moment decides not to go to theatrical, and theatrical definition is there, how many minimum theaters in which movie should get released. If they decide not to go to theater and go to OTT, what kind of a reduction are we going to get on the pricing? So we are protecting and covering ourselves through that. At the same time, we are realizing that it's not that a movie which is going directly to the digital, the music does not do well at all. Chamkila is a good enough example. Now, it's a theoretical thing for me to answer to you that had it gone to theater, had it done far better, I suspect it would have, but then the cost at which I would have got the music also would have been that much higher.
Got it. That's helpful. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ankit Badal from Shubhkam Ventures. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. Two questions from my side. First is, you guided for a 30% plus kind of a revenue growth, excluding Karma. Just wanted to confirm, is it fair to assume a 30% plus growth in your pure music licensing revenue also in FY25?
Yeah, in that range, yes. Yes.
Because you had guided for doubling your revenue in next 3 years, right? So which translates to 24-25% CAGR. So and in first year you are doing this 30% plus. So what?
First year step up. As I said, that the content investments are also going up in a step up function. As we people go forward beyond 2 years, then they will start growing in a linear fashion. Right now, because we don't have any intent to grow. To acquire more than 25-30% of all the newer content that's coming in as of now. And hence the nature on a three-year basis, we are talking of the growth pattern that you're talking about here. But immediate year, there is a 30% growth excluding Karma.
Okay, that's great. So how much content investment you mentioned you'll be doing in FY25, including marketing and everything?
Next 3 years, 1,000 crore.
Next 3 years, 1,000 crores. Okay. And sir, what is the break? Can you please provide the breakup of your intangible assets of 513 crores, which you have mentioned in the balance sheet? Last year, it was just 114 crores. So there is a increase of 400 crores. I understand a part of it would be because of Pocket Aces. But can you just give me the incremental breakup, the breakup of the incremental number of 400 crores?
Yes, so broadly, I will tell you, goodwill is in excess of 300 crores. This has come on account of the acquisition of Pocket Aces. Since it's a committed acquisition, we need to value the entire acquisition and accordingly account for in the balance sheet. There is also a corresponding liability. In financial liability, you would see an increase, which is for the balance 48% stake acquisition. So primarily, that is the reason for the spike. Otherwise, the increase in intangible is only on account of the songs that we acquire.
So incremental 400 crores, out of that 300 crores is goodwill and 100 crores is the songs.
Pusta is the music assets, yes.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ashish Obganlaukar from InvestQ. Please go ahead.
Yes, so your comments are pretty helpful in terms of understanding where the business is going, and it's pretty commendable the way you guys are investing in content. Just a clarification, you said that EBITDA margins you are comfortable, I mean, looking at maybe 31-32%. Below that, what remains is the depreciation item, which given the step up in investment would also increase by a step actually. So is it possible to give some clarity on how much it would increase? I suppose we amortize a lot in the first year out of whatever is spent. So just a bit of a clarification would help us.
And so our guidance there is that our profitability at a PBT level is going to double in next 3.5 years.
Yeah, so any annualized basis, is it possible? I mean, 300 crores we are investing. I think 36% we amortize in the first year, split into marketing.
You're right. I think we are very open and transparent in the amount of data we are sharing. I'll hold on to our 3 year guidance here that it's 1,000 crore music content investment we people are doing. Our revenues are at the consolidated level, all verticals combining, excluding Karma. We are looking at 25-26% growth rate as we people go forward on a 3-5 year basis. and on a and our PBT is going to double over next 3.5 years. That's my long-term guidance. And 30 to 33% adjusted EBITDA on a short term, which is for financial year 25, we are seeing our company's revenue excluding Karma should grow upwards of 30%.
Okay, okay. Sure, thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Pradeep Lawat from Yogya Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. So I have one question. So prior to 2020, our EBITDA margins used to be 10 to 12% and then it rose north of 30%. So can you mention any reason for that?
It's doing far better than what we used to do earlier. The music industry itself has started shaping up far better. We have started investing in the newer content in a much more aggressive fashion. If you see our investments, and in fact, I'll say pre-2019, we hardly used to make any investments at that time. So overall, we are doing well and expect to get a pat on our back from you.
Yeah, so with respect to debt, we don't have any debt. And
yeah.
In 2021, we issued capital. Worth 500 or 700 crore, I think so. So, why aren't we taking debt and why are we diluting equity?
So, this we are not at this juncture.
We are
a debt-free company.
There is a very small working capital.
So, the question is, this is a call that we people have taken in 2021 when we raised the QIP part. As we people sit right now, I have mentioned this, that the 1,000 crore music investment that we will be making over the next 3 years will be funded completely through internal accruals and QIP money.
Okay, okay. Thank you. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ravi Nardi from Nardi Investment Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Sir, Vikram ji, how are you? No, I'm fine. How are you?
Very good, sir. Thank you.
Sir, Vikram ji, first congratulations and best wishes for next 5 year appointment as MD. I may say in last few years, we saw you were working and in last 10 years, Saregama top line rises from 200 crore to 800 crore. While bottom line from 6 crore to 200 crore in your able guidance. Yes, sir. So, fantastic result you had given and we wish all the best. Sir, is Gen G for songs and movie new trend started in USA? Just I was reading one news. So, are you aware of this trend and how it will change our business model?
Sir, can you, I didn't get your question.
Sir, Gen G for songs and movie. Gen G for songs and movie. New trend started in US where people are liking again record that we play on the HMV like this, and they are buying these cassettes, buying these records instead of listening music on this our other channel. So, is it, you are aware of this?
Sir, I'm not very clear about your question. Are you talking about the music listening which is happening now in US on vinyls and LPs?
Yes. Gen G, that is called Gen G.
So we already, if you please check it out, and we have already released 9 different LPs and they are in fact doing far better for us in US than in India because few people in India have LP players with them. In US, they are making a decent amount of money. In fact, I'll say in some of the markets, even more than Karma for us.
Okay, okay, okay. So that was, I was curious how the company, it will impact our company. But you have already issued the nature.
Sir, as a company, we are constantly checking out what all is happening in the various parts of the world. From an America, which is always ahead on the digital side, to a Japan, which is fast on the physical side, to artificial intelligence in terms of predictive modeling and generative part, we as a company take a lot of pride in the fact that that we are not just a bunch of creative people here, but we are a bunch of tech people who are also in the world of creativity.
Right, right, right. Sir, in first few years, whatever movies we made, I am telling about 5 years back or 7 years back, any film we have sold again the right when first right is completed and any money we have received?
Yeah, many of those movies which came out of the first, in fact, not many have come out because 7 years haven't crossed. The couple that have come out right now came out of one platform and already licensed to the second platform.
And how much money we received, can you tell?
And remember, if you also remember, or if I remind you, at that time the movies that we were making were these 1 and 2 crore movies.
Right.
Which are very, very small. The strategy of the film has changed completely from how we started in 2017. So are they making, they are giving up, on the ROI basis, the movies have done very well for us. But whatever money they are making has to be seen in the light of that they are 1 or 2 crore movies.
Okay. Okay.
But they're all making, they all have gone out there to the second round. The three movies that have come out, they're all on the next platform.
And last, what percentage you think shift to paid versus free consumption?
This is on audio?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'll answer this question in a different fashion. Something I am very happy about now is, for Saregama, the amount of money we are making, we made this year from paid subscription of in India. So we make a lot of money right now from paid subscription of Spotify America or an Apple America. I'm not using that. I'm saying subscription money that the platforms made in India and they shared a percentage of that across with us. That number has grown by over 40% in financial year 24 compared to 23. And it has now started touching double digits in crores.
Okay.
You see, and this is when the top three guys are still not paying in India. Spotify, Airtel and Saavn have not turned pay yet. Only the other guys are paid. If I include YouTube revenue also, because YouTube also has a paid service, that is growing in a very significant fashion. So the paid economy has already started showing signs of growth. I hold my guidance that over the next 18 to 24 months, subscription business is really going to take off, which is going to add to our overall profitability.
Okay. Thank you, and all the best, sir. Again, 5 years we will be together at Saregama. Yes, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Swecha Jain from Whitestone Financial Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for giving this opportunity. Am I audible, sir?
Yes, please.
Okay. So first of all, I just wanted to understand your content cost write-off policy. I know you mentioned in the previous calls, but I'm kind of a bit confused. What I understand is we don't charge off in the same quarter, right? We write it off over 3 years. Am I correct?
So I'll just repeat. We've said this earlier. Our life of content is 10 years, the new content. However, the charge-off is front-loaded. As we have said earlier, the marketing gets charged off immediately and the content acquisition cost is distributed as 20%, 15% and remaining equally over the next 8 years. So that's the content charging policy.
Okay. And so just one more clarification. I think in an answer to a previous participant's question, you were mentioning about content cost as 200 crores and then 100 crores for music. So just wanted to understand, this 200 crores that calculation that came up, was it pertaining to FY24?
So the 200 crore odd is what we have spent on new music in financial year 24.
Okay.
Not if it is going to get charged off in financial year 24. A charge off depends on the timing, on when did the music get released. If there was a marketing that happened behind the song, it gets charged off and fully, and marketing is typically 20% of the cost of a song. So that gets charged off immediately under the marketing side, while the remaining 80% gets charged off in a phased fashion, where it's front-loaded, but that, even the first year, will get charged off over 12 months.
Yes.
So in financial year 24, when you see my charge off, it will also have charge off of financial, what we procured in 21 and 22 and 23 also.
Hmm.
while and a portion of what we people have procured in 24.
Okay. And so would you be able to give me the revenue breakup for FY24 in terms of, you know, revenue from obviously the music, then, you know, the Udly platform, the artist management and Karma?
If you see our results right now, there is a segmental reporting which is sitting there. You can get it. So if you want, I'll share with you right now. So we people, let me go out and give you the annual numbers. Just give me a second. Right now. I'll give you the numbers. So music, which is licensing and artist management, made 544 crore in financial year 24. This is licensing and artist management. Karma business ended up making 130 crore odd. Video business made 116 crore. And events was 13 crore.
Okay. And so just one more question. The 1,000 crore that we plan to spend over 3 years, what I understand is that completely is going to be for the music, not on the video business, right?
The video part is a separate thing and it's managed right now through its own accruals. On music, we are spending 1,000 crore.
Okay. And how much percentage would be in FY25? I know you said this over 3 years, but just want to understand, is it going to be more in FY25 or it's going to be evenly spread across 3 years?
Leave something out here. I can't see the more granular we share the numbers, becomes difficult that we are into a negotiation part with somebody from whom we are acquiring content to whom or people were licensing content. Directionally, it's 1,000 crore and we have spent upwards of 200 crore in this year.
Understood. So just last question regarding our strategy for Pocket Aces. How exactly, do you think it's going to, you know, sync well with our business? And, you know, what are we actually thinking about it from a 3-year or 4-year perspective? So if you could just throw some light around this acquisition, sir.
Some macro facts right now, if we believe that the GDP will continue growing right now at upwards of 6%, which means the advertising business is going to grow in a substantial fashion, because to sustain that kind of a GDP growth, far more consumption needs to happen. Consumption gives rise to advertising, and the vertical which has showing the maximum traction under advertising is digital advertising. So this way we are arriving at that digital advertising is one of the huge growth factors, and you can refer to any of the projections made by various consulting companies. They are all arriving at the same conclusion, assuming that the GDP is going to grow. If we look at digital advertising chases eyeballs. As a consumer yourself, when you are on YouTube or on Instagram, what do you do, or on Facebook? You either go and follow an individual or you follow a channel. So channel may be an entity, that entity may be a filter copy, that entity may be a Star or a Sony also. Or you follow an individual, which may be RJ Karishma or it may be Amitabh Bachchan. That's what people do. We, through Pocket Aces, want to control both these. Our attempt is between Pocket Aces and Saregama to control more and more eyeballs that are going out there on these AVOD platforms, and ensure then that the advertising money that will follow these eyeballs, we get a lion's share of that. That's a business idea right now, this entire acquisition of Pocket Aces. Pocket Aces has got two big areas going in here. They have, they're the biggest influencer management company in India, digital influencer management company in India, which means more and more advertisers are now reaching out to us and saying, can I use your influencer? The moment they come to us for influencer, we also pitch to them that why not use also a song of Saregama in whatever the influencer is saying about your brand. So both sides are able to go and make some amount of revenue from it. Then we also own channels like Filter Copy, Gobble, Nutshell. They've got, if you follow it on Instagram, they've got a large amount of follower base on Instagram and YouTube. So we tell the brand that I will give you the influencer, I will give you the song, and I will put it on my channel so that you don't need to spend money promoting this message of yours.
Because in any ad, you need to make the ad and then spend, you first spend money on making the ad and then you spend money right now in disseminating the ad. We can offer them everything together as a combination of Saregama and Pocket Aces. This is the direction we people are moving. There are already brands who are now liking this proposition of ours. Because when I'm offering three things together, along with the capability also to make the video for them if needed be, it makes their life simpler and they're able to do it at a much lower price point. And we people get benefits across all parts of Saregama. So digital advertising is growing in a big fashion and we together at the consolidated level wants to have a lion's share of that.
Okay. Thank you, sir. So just a clarification, the growth guidance that you gave, you know, a CAGR of 25% to 30% over 3 years. So what I understand, would that take into account the paid economy, which we feel is going to really go up big way, or that's...
When we people are giving you this growth guidance at this moment, we are saying this is independent of full subscription taking off. If the audio subscription starts taking off, you can add a few more percentages to this.
Right. Okay. Thank you, sir. That's really helpful. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Akhil Gulecha from Piccadilly Family Office. Please go ahead.
Hi, Mr. Mehra. And first of all, congratulations on great Q4 results. So there was this EY report which suggested in 2023 there are around 70 lakh paying subscribers of music in India, excluding YouTube Premium. What do you think is our estimate of the number of paying subscribers today for OTT music, and how do you see this number growing in the next 2-3 years? Are there any trends that you are noticing?
So I have already seen the only data point I can... First, the numbers that you're talking about right now, they are combination of subscribers and bundled propositions, because bundling is also a common thing done by the telecom operators. And two of the OTT platforms are run by telecom operations whereby they bundle a paid subscription along with that data package that they are giving. So just for you to get a better flavor of what these numbers are. I have already told you right now that for Saregama, in financial year 24, the money that we made from paid subscribers, non-YouTube paid subscribers, India operations grew by over 40%. So we are extremely bullish on subscription. We believe in next 18 to 24 months, the entire economy may be moving towards subscription. Globally, there are around 650 million people who are paying for music subscription today. This is in spite of some of the platforms taking a serious hike over the last 30 to 60 days. But music has got that kind of stickiness that people are ready to go there and pay. This is going to be eventually happen in India also. It happened in first between cable and DTH. Then it started happening on the video OTT side. And it's going to happen on the audio OTT side. Now the jury is out how many people are going to be taking the paid subscription. There are not, if I go by affordability factor, some of the numbers I can throw at you is there are some 125 million people between digital cable and DTH today. That tells you some indication of how many people are ready to pay for some form of entertainment. There are anything between 90 to 100 million people who are on some form of a video OTT app today. So that's a range of numbers we people are playing on. Whether it will happen at $50 per month, $75 per month, $100 per month, it's still up for debate. The number of subscribers that we can manage within 3 years of everybody turning pay, I believe the number of subscribers can be anything between 50 to 75 million. Price point can be anything between 50 to 100 rupees. That's a range in which people are playing. The way our deal structures are, whatever the platform makes from a customer, paid customer, on an average, 50% of that money is distributed amongst our content owners.
Okay, understood. Thank you so much. That's really helpful. So can you give some idea? I know you can't give the exact numbers, but some rough idea around how much of your music label revenue today is coming from paid subscription versus MGs or free ad-supported revenue model?
All I can go back and say that music, the subscription part is still on a pretty low side. It's not a high side. It's just that it's showing one of the highest growth rates.
Okay, understood. And my second question is around the content cost. So I understand that we're writing off 50% of our content costs in the first 2 years. So are we recovering the same amount through revenues in the first 2 years? Because it has been...
Right now, my profitability would have taken a beating this year.
Okay. So, because it has been over 2 years since we've done the QIP, so we have must have some data around, okay, whatever the content we are investing in, how is the ROE, how are we recovering? So, you are recovering more than the 50% of the content cost in the first 2 years itself, right?
Yes. I have stated this. Our internal policy is a payback period of 5 years. If I go for the last 4 year performance of ours, we are doing better than that. I still consider that to be a beginner's luck. So, I'll maintain my payback guidance of 5 years, but we are doing better.
Okay, that's great to know. So, thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Due to time constraint, that will be the last question for the day. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Vikram Mehra for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Once again, thanks a lot for your patience. I've already given my guidance as we will go forward. We believe that Indian economy is on a very, very strong path. Both advertising and subscription part of the businesses will keep on getting stronger. And when the customer is paying directly through subscription or indirectly on advertising, we want to get a lion's share of that. And we will get it both from the music as well as on the video side. We will not hesitate in investing and taking heavily and taking bold decisions while being extremely strong on the financial discipline. We repeat our guidance that our financial year 25 consolidated revenue excluding Carvaan should be growing upwards of 30%. Our adjusted EBITDA guidance remains at 32-33%. On a 3-5 year horizon, we are looking at revenue excluding Carvaan growing at 25-26% odd, while our profitability to double in 3-3.5 years. Thank you and look forward to your support.
Thank you. On behalf of MK Global Financial Services, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.